Right now, we're going to switch regions of the world, going to the part of Europe, the European Union, that is a major player as it relates to end-time prophecy. The man who covers that for us, Dr. Rob Congdon. Rob, let me get right into it. Missed you last week because of a special program, but the election in France was something else. What I'm noticing is that the new president says he's not going to recognize a Palestinian state. That's quite interesting, but some other developments happening as it relates to the new president as well, correct?
That's correct. While he's seemingly holding a more balanced view about Israel versus Palestine, he also is a very, very strong federalist. And that's the term they're using in Europe. I'd say he's a very strong globalist, very supportive of the EU. He's causing some of the Eastern Bloc nations to be concerned within the EU about that, because he really wants to make the EU the global empire. When we start thinking about that, and obviously we can't avoid it, prophecy, him being friendly to Israel but also wanting to see this global empire, that certainly seems prophetic, potentially.
Yes, indeed, and elections do cause results to take place. Political activities set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Talk to me about the cyber attack. It was a massive attack, and most of it focused on the European Union. Are they going to be able to do something to counter that? What's going on?
Well, they'll certainly start working and focusing at countering such a thing. I think the fact of cyber attack is becoming so common in so many areas that all the governments are seeing it as that's going to become the number one defense priority. But the EU, I think that reflects, number one, the strength of their economy, that they think these crooks seem to think there's a lot of money in it over there in the EU, and so they focused on it, and they're certainly causing quite a stir.
As you relate the cyber attack to the military activities of any part of the world, let's focus again on the European Union, a new headquarters to take charge of European Union military missions in place. What do we know?
Well, we know several things. It was announced that they're going to create this headquarters for right now for three primary missions. These we would almost describe as more social missions. They're not military actions. But I think there were some key statements made within the EU statement that we need to take note of. One is they had to modify the language because the UK was fearful that this is really going to become the new European military. And so they said, well, we've modified that. But don't forget, the UK, in theory, will be out in a couple of years. Furthermore, they really, really are setting in place a potential of a permanent type of military headquarters that could head an EU army. So I think the fact that the UK warned about that, the growing, I think, strength of the EU, especially as a result of the elections, I think we're moving forward toward their eventual military for a single military over all of them. And significantly, by the way, they're talking that these military battle groups that they're forming will be coming paid out of the EU budget, not individual states. So that makes it more of a global or a EU empire military.
Yeah, and that is a part, of course, of prophetic scenario found in the Word of God, is it not?
That is, too. So we see many things saying we're possibly, well, we always know we're on the road toward eventual fulfillment, but it would seem to, again, strengthen the idea the EU is certainly an embryo moving to that final form of the Roman Empire.
I want to ask you about one more thing here. Well, maybe two if we have the time. But, Rob, of concern to me is the idea that you can't have your laptop computer with you when you're flying out of Europe. That is a possibility. They're discussing it right now with the United States, aren't they?
Well, they are, but we need to keep two things in mind on this. And I just was given a brand-new laptop, so of course I'm concerned. Number one is, if they start putting these down in the baggage compartments in the hold, they got ion batteries. They have started fires before, and they don't allow any ion batteries in the hold. So that's a real danger. And I think what they're really going to have to do is develop a way to screen the laptops as you carry it on, but I don't see how they're going to start putting them down in the hold. So I think there's a lot of complexities they haven't quite looked into yet. And that'll have to happen before they start doing this on too massive a scale.
One quick answer, if you will. Looks like a report coming out of Great Britain that the Brits, the secular Brits, outnumber Christians there in the United Kingdom. Very interesting.
It is interesting. Our experience there is that's exactly the case. In fact, it's becoming, we need to call the true Christians in Britain as well as in Europe, the remnant now that is there of the church.
Wow. And that is, of course, setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled as well. Dr. Rob Congdon, the man who covers the European Union for us, a short report today, but a very distinct issues that we did have to discuss. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate having the opportunity to speak. Lord bless you.